off of Facebook.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
43351.
Okay, the zip code is 43351, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Put that back in. All right, and if you would also please provide your first and last name.
My first and last name is Jeremy Clary. But I'm calling about my mom.
I'm sitting right here, Patricia Rosman.
Oh, okay. She said Patricia?
Yes, Patricia Rosman, R-O-S-Z-M-A-N.
Okay, all right, thank you. So let me, is it the same zip code?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. And one moment, please. All right, I'm still accessing information. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
8128 County Highway, Sandusky, Ohio, 43351.
Okay, some of it kind of cut out. I heard County Highway, but it looks like there may be a unit number or something.
County Highway,
County Highway 108.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that information. One moment, please.
This is for the bank. That's what you need.
Okay, so I have gotten an account located that does show the name of Patricia Rosman. It's R-O-S-Z-M-A-N. And it does show the address that you provided as shipping and billing. It shows that you're calling in about the Bytes Hub Mail app. And that was
about the what?
It shows us the Bytes Hub Mail app. Well, it's really Bytes Hub. That's the company. It was a transaction that was done on yesterday, April the 7th. It's the result
for what? What did I supposedly buy? Because I'm disputing if this was me.
Well, the Bytes Hub Mail app is an app that provides the customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you eat and feel better. But it's the result of the customer using their Android or their iPhone. It can be either one to complete a survey. And as a result, they enter a contest. And usually there's some products that are offered. It shows the item that was offered that was on the web page was a mixer.
Yeah, that's what I wanted was the mixer. I don't want any recipes.
Okay, well, the Bytes Hub Mail app was in the terms and conditions. We don't assist with the mixer. But we're a third-party call center. We would assist with what was in the terms, which is what you were charged for. That's what the $59.89 is. It is a subscription price.
I want to cancel that, if I can.
I've already gotten it canceled. The cancellation is effective today, and it does cancel future charges.
Okay.
So that there's no further billing. If you've not already contested or disputed the $59.89, we are a third-party call center, but there is a $5 non-refundable fee. Since it was done yesterday, I'm not able to void it, but I can refund $54, excuse me, and 89 cents.
It's fine. Is that all we have to do then?
It is. I just have to, on the recorded line, provide you with the confirmation for the refund, which will just take a moment.
Okay. So that money that you're refunding will go back into my account?
Yeah, it'll take a couple days.
Okay, let me see here. It says only settled transaction can be refunded. Allow me just a moment here. That's odd. Okay. So was proved wrong. It does show that the date was yesterday, but it wouldn't allow me to refund it, so what I had to do was void it. So I voided the entire transaction, which was $59.89, which means it was still pending. So the money has returned to your account. You'll see the pending charge also fall off. I have the confirmation for the void.
Okay.
And let me make it larger here. All right, for that void, it is the letter R, as in refund, 920-529-740.
And if I can repeat that back to you, Roger, 920-529-746.
740.
Oh, 740, okay. Zero looks like a six.
Okay. Pardon me. Excuse me. There won't be any further billing, any further charges. Is there anything else I can do to assist?
No, I think you've been very helpful. Thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you please have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.